The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Do you guys like stories? Okay. So I'm going to tell you today a story about Sam and Ed. Sam and Ed were twins. They were 6 years old. On the outside, they looked very much like one another. Sometimes people had a hard time to tell who's who. But then they were different. And this story is to show you how different they were. One day, Sam and Ed were playing in their backyard, and suddenly they heard a noise. So Sam said, "Do you hear something?" And Ed said, "Yes, what is this?" So they stopped for a minute quietly and still to try to figure out what's the sound that they were hearing. And then Ed said, "You know, it sounds like somebody crying." And Sam said, "Could it be Amy?" Amy was their friend, lived in the house next to them. She was 5 years old. So it said, "Well, let's go to see if that's Amy." So they crossed over to their neighbor's backyard, and there was Amy standing there and crying. So they went to her and said, "Amy, what's wrong? Why are you crying?" She said, "I dropped my doll in the ditch, and I can't get it. Can you help me?" They said, "Well, show us where's your doll." So they went over to the edge of the ditch and looked down, and there was the doll kind of halfway down in the ditch. And Amy said, "Please, please help me. I can't reach it. This is my favorite doll." Sam and Ed looked at each other, and Ed said, "I'm not going to try to get the doll, because to do it, I have to lay down on the ground, and it rained last night, and everything was wet. I'll get dirty. Besides, I don't like dolls." And Amy started crying again and said, "Please, please, but this is my favorite doll." So Sam said, "Okay, I'll help you." So Sam went down on his knees and then laid down flat on the grass and the mud, and he could already feel his body getting wet from the mud, you know, sticking on his clothes, and reached down his hand down the ditch trying to get the doll, but he couldn't reach it. So he had to crawl even more closer to the ledge, and by then he got more dirt spread all over him. And finally he was able to get to the doll by her hair and pulled out the doll from the ditch and gave it to Amy. Now, who do you think did the right thing, Sam or Amy or Ed?
Sam.
Sam, okay.
I forget.
Okay.
Sam.
Sam, okay. Let's see some on this side.
Sam.
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 Okay, well, Sam is winning so far.
Sam.
Okay, how about you guys here?
Sam.
Sam.
Sam. Sam.
Okay, anybody thinks Ed did the right thing?
Sam.
Sam, not Ed. Anybody thinks Ed did the right thing? Raise your hand if you think Ed did the right thing. Okay.
Ed.
Okay, tell us why you think Ed did the right thing.
Because Ed had get the doll.
Okay. No, Sam is the one who got the doll, so you're saying Sam. Well, you're right. Sam is the one who did the right thing, although he got his clothes and his arms and legs all dirty. And that's what Jesus is telling us today. Sometimes on the outside, we might look clean and nice, but what's important is more what's in our heart. Is our heart clean? And what do you think makes our hearts sometimes dirty?
Mud.
Okay, mud. Hopefully you don't get mud on your heart, but you get mud on the outside. But what kind of mud can make our hearts dirty?
Being mean to someone.
Very good. Being mean to someone, being selfish. See, Ed didn't care about Amy. He just didn't want to get himself dirty. And because he didn't like dolls, so he was not going to help her. Sam was willing to be dirty on the outside, but his heart was clean because he was helping a friend, someone who needed help. And that's what Jesus tells us, is to keep our hearts clean is as important as being clean on the outside. And the way we keep our hearts clean is by doing nice things to others. Not just by thinking about ourselves, but helping others who need our help, being kind, being generous, being nice to people, playing with everyone, and being fair with everyone.